More now on a powerful earthquake which has struck Russia's far eastern seaboard. A magnitude 8.8 felt in the Kamchatka Peninsula. It has triggered tsunami warnings and evacuations orders in countries around the Pacific. Dr. Martin Malhoff is a seismologist with the Dublin Institute of Advanced Studies. He's on the line. Dr. Malhoff, thanks for taking our call. Is this one of the biggest?
Yeah, good morning. Well, this is very large. This kind of earthquake happens only about every 10 years.
And so where it happened in the Kamchatka Peninsula, it's quite a remote area of Russia, isn't it? Is it sparsely populated?
Yeah, it is indeed. So that's actually maybe quite fortunate so that not too many people were directly affected by this earthquake. Kamchatka in the very east of Russia, the earthquake actually happened offshore underwater. So the danger coming from this earthquake is that it actually generated a tsunami. And
Tell us more about that and about how that creates a tsunami potentially and the waves that grow in size and strength.
Yeah, so a tsunami can be generated if the movement of the earthquake on the ocean floor, if there's vertical movement. And if it's a very large earthquake like this one, this can generate a very large tsunami wave. And tsunami waves on the Kamchatka Peninsula have been recorded 3 to 4 meters high. And about 1 or 2 hours, the tsunami is now traveling through the Pacific. It hit Hawaii. And there the waves were lower because, of course, the wave already traveled some distance. I think the maximum amplitude measure was 1.2 meters, which is quite significant. So the situation is still evolving and the tsunami wave is traveling further. But I think at the moment it looks like the waves are not as high as was feared in the very beginning of the tsunami alert.
Yeah, well, that's good. And we heard earlier that the earthquake happened around 8 hours ago. How long does it take the waves to travel?
Yeah, one has to distinguish between the seismic waves, they're the shock waves going through the solid earth body, and they take about 20 minutes to arrive here in Ireland. And they're, of course, picked up for such a strong event by all our seismometers. And the tsunami wave, it travels, I always remember, it travels with the speed of an average aircraft, maybe 800 kilometers per hour. So, for example, this wave will probably hit Ecuador about after 3 o'clock this afternoon, our time.
And do they increase in speed and strength as they go, or is it variable?
So the tsunami wave has a fairly constant speed, so which actually for the coasts that are further away from the earthquake is... it really gives time to give tsunami warnings.
So would you say that as they are now, just little over 1 meter in Hawaii, in places in Japan, is that manageable?
I think it is, especially in Japan. They're used to tsunamis, so the infrastructure is built. As you remember, the last largest earthquake on the globe was actually the 2011 Tohoku quake that caused the Fukushima disaster, and those waves were much, much higher.
Thank you very much indeed, Dr. Martin Malhoff, seismologist with the Dublin Institute of Advanced Studies. It's 8:48.